B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, the DraftKings Over Under Show. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz, Tucker Silva. He's here. All right, Dan, we're not really going to talk odds this segment because there's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. So I'm going to throw one odd at you right off the bat.
Okay.
Are we over or under being closer to playing actual sports? Are we? How do I use the term?
Which one is further away?
Okay,
from
so
because that's the one
further
we're
is
over.
Further is over.
Okay.
Closer is under.
Yeah, we're over. We're starting to get some real steam on the over. This is becoming ridiculous. It's becoming ridiculous. You guys talk about, I do a You Suck segment, you know, around this time every few weeks. Well, you know what? I have one for you today. It's Kyrie Irving and the rest of those pansy NBA players. You suck. Go play. It's your job. You get paid millions. You suck. I hate Kyrie Irving. I cannot believe I ever backed this guy, liked this guy, wanted this guy here. I hate him. Not dislike, not strongly dislike, hate with a vitriol. Screw this guy. F this guy. I hate him. Hate him. He sucks. And honestly, I hope he doesn't play another NBA game again. I don't care what it takes. I do not want this guy to play in the NBA again. I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to get sick or anything like that. I just don't want him to play. I want him to disappear. This guy is ruining everything. Everything. And the players are backing this guy. You're a bunch of idiots. If you line yourself up behind Kyrie freaking Irving, you know what? You're a moron, and you deserve what you get.
All right, so what Dan is starting off with today is Kyrie Irving led an hour and 40-minute phone call last night with the NBA and the Players Association speaking out about sitting out due to social issues that are happening in the country.
It doesn't make any sense.
The COVID-19 stuff I get. It's still out there. It's still running rampant in Orlando, and the cases are going up. I understand if there are athletes that are disgruntled or disappointed their voice wasn't heard in the decision to restart the season. Can we agree with that, that there are some players who have the right to be disappointed they couldn't give their opinion?
Yeah, of course. Because when LeBron James and all those all-stars say, hey, guys, we're going to play the season because there's no reason not to. You know, let's go back to when this all started, Joe. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell had this thing, and they had no idea. The likelihood is that most of these players who would test positive would have no idea. Now, is that 100% for sure? Of course not. There's always a chance that something will happen, and I guess that is the risk you don't want to take. But the fact is that, you know, everyone has to do their job. We have to get back to life. Well, we're just never going to do anything again. These guys all expect to get paid without playing basketball. Or, you know, I don't understand this.
So let's get back on the Kyrie thing real quick. We all know what happened with Kyrie Irving here in Boston. It didn't work out. He's now in Brooklyn, and the team is facing the poison of some of the things he left Boston with. What's hard for me to understand is, all of a sudden, Kyrie Irving is looked at as a student of the game, which I don't understand. And just so people know, when it came to this board of governors or players that could represent the league, Kyrie Irving was one of the people that they voted on unanimously, 28-0. So think about this. Players in the NBA want Kyrie Irving to speak for them. Have you guys ever heard Kyrie Irving's, any of his quotes?
Oh, yes. Fake, woke BS. That's what that guy is.
So one of the quotes from Kyrie I just want to give you last night. And just so you know, I'm two-sided on this, meaning I understand why some of the players have concern going to the bubble. I get it. And they've given them an out that if they feel like any reason at all that you don't want to play, you're not going to get paid. That's fine. If they don't want to do that, that's their decision. There's other flip sides to that, right? You're letting your team down, whatever. Plus, they've already gotten 80% of the money.
Not to mention, if you do that, you're never going to be looked at the same. You're always going to be looked as the guy who quit on his team, and everyone's going to look at you like, oh, you're a little B.
And that's why I think in some ways, if there is a health concern there, get the actual doc, like have it like out there. And I don't want to use wrestling as an example here, but in WWE, around WrestleMania, Roman Reigns was one of the biggest names in all of wrestling, decided that he didn't want to be a part of it. Now, he was dealing with leukemia from a couple of years ago, but the reason why he stayed away was because he had two children. He didn't tell anybody that. So for 2 weeks, everyone's judging him. Oh, yeah, the biggest name in the company. Come out a couple of weeks later, that's why. So he's staying away because his wife was pregnant and he's got his own health issues, which is fine. And we're not comparing NBA, whatever. These people are going to be in a bubble for, 50 to 85 days, okay? They're going to be away from their family. My beef with Kyrie is a couple of things. One, this guy's not playing! He's not playing basketball! He is not playing in the bubble whatsoever! So why does his opinion matter about them playing in the damn bubble?
Seriously, just stay home. No one gives a crap about you, dude. No one cares. This is why you're looked at with venom and vitriol from every person outside of your dumb NBA woke BS league. No one likes you. No one. There isn't a single media person around here who I know who liked his time with Kyrie Irving. There's no fans around here that enjoy. I was the biggest Kyrie Irving fan ever when this guy came here. I hate this guy. He sucks. Give me Isaiah Thomas 10 out of 10 times over Kyrie Irving. F you. You suck. I hate you. You're ruining everything, dude. Just get out of the league. If you want to be this woke BS, guy, you think you're spiritually on another level compared to everyone else, just get out.
Okay, so going back to where we started, because Dan's hot.
I think we're both
Dan hot. Is hot.
Is he?
Go ahead.
I said, is he?
You know why I'm hot? Because, listen, I get it. I want sports back. I want the guys to be safe. I think they've come up with a good plan in the bubble. Right? Adam Silver's done everything possible. They've even set a date to July 30th. Like, they have it all planned out. The plan's there. But a guy who's not even playing. Kyrie Irving's not playing. Why does he even have to go?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. You ready for this one? Call me a cynic. What's Kyrie Irving's reputation right now? Everything Dan's screaming about, right?
Dope.
And what's happening in the world, right? Like, think of all this. Let's get out in front of this. Woj, read the article from Woj last night. He calls him the disruptor.
That's what I was going to say.
The disruptor.
He's the deflator.
That's a powerful headline.
He is the deflator in the Patriots. It's the same thing. He's the guy.
And we'll get into the other sports in a minute here. We're just crapping on Kyrie for a minute, and I think this needs to be said. This isn't an anti-Boston thing, and I know Dan's feelings might be a little bit give me IT over, whatever. But
you know how much I hate Isaiah Thomas.
I can hear you.
That's my point. Like, I didn't like Isaiah Thomas when he was here. I mean, I would take the guy a million times out of a million over this guy.
Where I'm going with it is Kyrie Irving is the voice of the people. The guy who's not playing, who doesn't even need to go. Why does Kyrie Irving need to go to the bubble?
He doesn't.
Why?
You want to know why he wants to go there? Why does Kyrie Irving want to go to the bubble, guys? Tucker?
Because he wants to go and cheer his team,
he wants
guys.
To be in the limelight, dude.
That's what he said.
Okay, what does he really want to go to the bubble?
The camera.
The camera and the girls.
Well, the girl.
That's it. And then when did this start? When did the problems with Kyrie start? When there was too much control over who was allowed in the bubble. That's why.
And two weeks ago, he said he'd go.
He can't DM his stupid Instagram hose. That's the problem. That's the problem with Kyrie Irving. No. You know what? That, I'm telling you, that is the problem, dude.
So I want to leave it there with Kyrie because, A, like, this guy 2 weeks ago flat out said he'd go to the bubble. He said he'd go. 2 weeks later? Because 2 weeks ago, when he was asked about it, stuff was going on in the world. The protests were happening. I understand that there are some players that are upset that they can't go to games and then go out and protest. Here's the flip side of it. You're going to be on one of the biggest stages in the world.
Everyone's going to watch you because there's nothing else going on.
You're
going
to be able to preach awareness on the biggest stage in the world, Would you rather do that on television inside the bubble or play a game and then go out in the streets of Orlando where the rates are going up higher to get sick? You have the biggest platform in the world. You can wear warm-up jerseys. You can do commercials. You can do promos. You can be mic'd up for any type of awareness that you want to send out. You can do it on the biggest platform in the world.
And everyone is going to support you. Everyone. Everyone is going to support you, as they should. Okay? Regardless of whether you agree with the stance, you disagree with the stance, it's their right to do this. So, and they should.
For me, and I know this is a gambling show, I just would like to say, when did Kyrie become the voice of the NBA?
Minus 1,000, he's the biggest D-bag in the league. Minus 10 million. Oh, minus wow. 10 million. And LeBron James is the biggest fake activist, fake everything in the league. LeBron James looks better than Kyrie Irving. I want to bring this one up quickly. It's crazy, dude.
I think LeBron should be one of the voices of the league.
No.
He should. Well, no.
After his China comments, he loses all respect, all validity. That guy only cares about one thing.
I think that's more of a public perception. I think around the players, though, Dan, like one of the quotes he had last night, LeBron believes resuming the season will not affect the ability to inspire meaningful change in society. I agree with that. So I agree with that quote. I think LeBron looks at it as we can play basketball and still have that platform to do that. So I agree with him. He said it. Kyrie didn't. And he didn't get on a conference call. He wasn't the leader in the conference call or anything to that degree. So, yeah, LeBron's got his own opinions and says his own things. But I think LeBron wants to play basketball, but also feels like they can use this as awareness.
Okay, but again, why does LeBron want to play basketball?
Well, because he can chase another championship.
Okay, simple.
Getting closer to Michael Jordan.
LeBron James is always about his wallet, Joe. That's my point. LeBron James always has a money motivation to say something. He said the comments about China are despicable, horrendous, and he's a POS for that. But the reason is because that's his wallet. He doesn't want his money being affected.
One more thing about Kyrie, quickly.
Okay, but that's the thing about LeBron. So if he wants to play, it's because he wants to win. He wants to win the championship.
Yep, I don't blame him. That's just him in general and being competitive. one other thing about Kyrie Irving, he goes, I don't support going to Orlando. I'm not with the systemic racism and the BS. He says something smells a little fishy. So I've been thinking about it. What smells fishy about playing in a bubble that they have safe? In a closed out environment that's going to have people, national television.
Because everything's a conspiracy theory to Kyrie.
Yes.
Why?
And here's where I'm
Why
going.
Can't something just be Kyrie?
So I'm starting, my antennas start moving. What could be fishy? What could
Nothing.
Be fishy? Check it out. ESPN and Walt Disney.
No door.
Like, is he looking at that?
A conspiracy.
Like, oh, man.
The fact that Disney owns ESPN, that's the conspiracy?
Maybe it's because, the NBA, ESPN, Walt Disney. Like, they're going to make money on this. The NBA is going to make money on putting the players at risk.
How about Disney's doing a solid?
I felt the same way. That was my thought, Tucker.
Kyrie Irving is going to get paid for the 8 games that he's not playing. What do you mean? He's getting paid, too. You know what, Kyrie? How about this? You stay home. I'll take your 8-game paycheck. Screw you, Mike.
I think, honestly, we got to move on from this.
This guy sucks.
But somebody... It's fine if he wants to get out in front of this and look like a leader. The cynic in me says, Kyrie, buddy, I know you want this to be a good look. It's not a good look.
Just call it how it is.
It's not a good look.
This guy sucks. There's nothing redeemable. There is not a single redeemable quality about this guy. There's not. We couldn't find one when he was here in Boston. He quit on the team when it came to playing basketball after he's saying, it's going to be different this year because I'm here, over and over and over. The guy isn't a leader on the court, isn't a leader off the court, thinks he's, smarter than everyone else, has to have a conspiracy about every little thing. I mean, there is no redeemable quality about this guy. And if you're an NBA player and you're lining up behind this guy, I get not wanting to line up behind LeBron James. That guy sucks, too, in a different way. He's all about his wallet and his money and not sharing it. I get that. If you want to line up behind LeBron, I get it. But lining up behind this guy might be worse. In fact, I think it is worse. And that's incredibly tough to line up behind someone worse than LeBron James. It's really, really hard, and they're doing it. They found the one guy who is worse than LeBron. Like, it is insane.
It is.
It's insane.
This whole thing.
What is wrong with the NBA players, man? You guys. What is going on?
I understand that there is social injustice happening in the world. I get it. And you want to get the message out there, and I support you all for doing
that. The platform for doing that is in Orlando.
It's there.
It's huge.
It is right there.
No one is going to say no to your platform. Everyone's going to support it.
I understand that some players wish that they could have had an opinion on restarting the season. They didn't have that.
Of course.
So I don't know if this is an Adam Silver thing. I don't know where it goes. All I'm saying is backing Kyrie Irving, who 2 weeks ago said he'd go to the bubble, then 2 weeks had time to think about it and realized, oh, I'm not playing. Oh, wow. Oh, you guys are upset about this? Maybe I should get a bunch of my guys together. Let's get on a phone call. Let's talk about it, man. I just don't understand where this guy became like the student of the game and the one that everybody wants speaking for them. What have you ever heard what he said? It's just, that's not the guy I want. It's just not the guy I want.
I'm so angry.
I know we got to go to break. Baseball, the owners, 72 games, not going to happen. Getting rejected. Not going to happen.
Because it's the exact same thing as 50 full games. Why would you play 72 when you can play 50 and get the same amount of money?
So there's going to be an arbitration hearing on if there's going to be a season or not.
Oh, man.
There's going to be an arbitration hearing.
Bring on the replacements.
Yep, give me the scabs. The NHL will begin phase 3 on July 10th. Right? Okay, we hope. Hopefully. I mean, I know a Bruins player tested positive.
No one in the NHL has said a word.
No one.
Not a single player has said. They're all looking at the NBA guys going, you guys
shut
are
up.
A bunch of morons.
You guys shut up.
Stop. No, are you kidding me? The NHL's like, keep talking, NBA. Yes. Keep talking. We'll take the viewers.
Marchand, all these guys were there this week. They're not talking. They're all just like, nope. Don't you say anything.
It's unbelievable.
Just put mouthpieces in and tape them up.
It's unbelievable.
NFL training camp. It's going to begin in July. There's talk of only 2 preseason games instead of 4. I don't know if that's a good thing for the NFL now. I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely going to be tough if, you know, all for all the rookies and all the first. Jared Stidham, it's bad for the Patriots.
Very bad. And then the MLS to start on July 8th. I mean, at least if we get something, can we get something called the MLS's Back Cup?
Listen, it's a cool idea. It's a cool concept, but I don't. Yeah. I like the MLS, but like I'm not gonna like waste my time watching the MLS.
July 8th,
fish
man.
Tank. That's all it is.
Listen,
I'd rather watch the Bundesliga, honestly.
And not to mention, we get that the basketball tournament, you know, with the old college players and the overseas guys. That's July 4th through the 14th, man.
Fine. And something.
Give us something besides the hot dog eating contest. I don't even know if they can do that this year.
It's fine.
617-779-0985. We were going to talk a little football today, and I don't know what division, so I guess we'll...
NFC West.
Well, all right, we're going to spin the wheel of the NFC West coming up next.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, taking a look at the NFC West odds. What do we got for win totals?
My mommy buying the pollies up over here because apparently he got signed out thanks to our lovely...
Hey, Tucker, how was your morning today?
Oh, it's great. It's just great over here. Yeah, you know, I can find all my files.
Your files aren't working? Oh,
no,
okay.
God, no. Why would they work?
I did a moose call last night. I don't know if you've ever heard one of my famous moose calls. I've been trying to reach out to someone in IT. I was in all night, all this week. If you notice that keyboard that you're working on, Dan, if you notice there's a lovely
E that will not come up. It's just stuck down.
Also, that mic, for some reason, makes a like weird noise, okay?
On Dan's mic?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it seems fine.
I sat there all this week, It did something crazy. So I did, every night I'm like, hey, anybody in IT listening? Is anybody in IT listening? Because I don't know if my emails work. You know what I mean? So it's like, IT, anybody? Anybody in IT? My E button is stuck. My mic is not working. Is anybody listening? So No, they're not. they're not.
At least not the Jones.
So, also, we do a gambling show. It'd be nice if we had access to gambling websites.
Yep.
Just a thought.
Yep.
But it's okay. We'll move on. Carry on.
Apparently not. Yeah. I know.
We're all in this together.
Not allowed to access.
There are issues right now, and we're all working through it.
I'm not touching that one with a 20-foot pole, man.
What do we got for odds?
We have the Arizona Cardinals over under 7 wins, and the over is juiced to minus 125.
Okay. And, lean a little under on that one.
So I like the over. I thought about it as a play early on. I think it's Kyrie Irving. That guy's in my head so much. I hate him so much. This is in my head. I think Kyler Murray has a legitimate chance, a very good chance, to be the MVP this year. Very good chance. He is going to be playing with one elite wide receiver and two other very good wide receivers. Maybe Kirk, you wouldn't classify as very good, but good. Okay, he's going to have a run game that I think is going to be pretty good. Kenyon Drake was very good last year. Chase Edmonds was fantastic when he filled in the tuck.
Drake was an excellent pickup for them.
Yep. I mean, but between those two guys, I think that they're going to be able to, you know, easily replace the skeleton of David Johnson there. And I think their offensive line took some steps forward. I mean, you know, DJ Humphries is still a young player. You know, I think they're going to be pretty
Justin
good.
Justin Pugh?
Yeah. Again, I don't love a J.R. Sweezy. You know what I mean?
No, their whole line is, and they're tied into, like, former, like, linemen who've played elsewhere.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So, I mean, they're going to be, like, a pretty decent offensive line, I think.
Right. So, I think that they're going to have a legitimate chance to be an 8-9 win team if they weren't playing in the NFC West.
If Kyler Murray gets hurt, they go to Brett Hundley.
Okay. I get that. If Sam Darnold gets hurt, we're going to Flacco. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a massive drop off, you know, for most backup quarterbacks. But I think the Arizona Cardinals should finish 7-9, 8-8. I think they're going to have a chance to be second or third in that division. I do. Because I think that there's a real chance the Rams fall off heavily this year. You know, all that talent, all that, you know, stuff in the locker room eventually catches up with them. I think there's a chance they fall off and Jared Goff falls flat on his face and McVay takes a step back. And so I think that Arizona, I'd say over 7. I think they're going to win 7-9 games.
What's the Rams total?
So I guess we'll go to the LA Rams next. The Rams total right now is sitting at 8.5.
Under. I think they go 8-8.
I think they go under, too.
They could.
I think, to me, their
receiving core is very good.
It is, but it didn't matter last year. Didn't matter last year. To me, this is a 6-10 team. They're not bringing. Listen, who are.
I said under. Yeah. I like under.
Who are the Rams brought in that's talented, that adds to what they, you know, to what they were?
To what they were?
Tuck, is there.
Van Jefferson's the only guy, and that's a guy that. They're taking a shot on a receiver.
It's a rookie,
you know?
Man. I mean, you know.
You know, Andre Whitworth is a big tackle that might be able to help them a little bit. There's nobody they brought in.
Whitworth is just brought back. They just re-signed
him. That's right. I mean, yeah, they brought him back.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, there's nothing.
He's older.
There's nothing that the Rams have done that has impressed me. They got rid of, again, I think they're going to be able to run the ball better because they're going to have a couple guys who are healthy and young. And
what about Hopkins at the tight end? Yeah. He was at Purdue. He was a really good player.
Listen, they have
rookies.
Some nice,
we can't depend on rookies.
Yeah, especially if you're looking for that, it's just bad. All right, moving on. We'll go down to I'm going under there. San Francisco over under 10.5. Joe,
under.
I think under too.
I think they go 10-6.
10-6, 9-7. I mean, most. What is the deal with? Teams coming off a Super Bowl loss.
I think the Patriots are the only one to
make the playoffs, right?
The Patriots are like the only team to lose the Super Bowl and come back and win it.
I think it's like make the playoffs.
Like yeah, it's like incredible numbers the team that loses. And normally it's not just like the next season; it's like long term.
Yeah,
like the Panthers lose the Super Bowl, and it's like they go to the Steelers, right? I mean, they lost, it's been pretty. Documented that when you lose a Super Bowl,
the Eagles won the Super Bowl and dropped off the next year. I mean, The Falcons lost the Super Bowl to the Pats, dropped off. Yeah. The only team that I can remember in recent history that didn't fall off the face of the after they lost was that Seattle team.
Right.
When they lost to the Patriots, and they did not fall off the face of the earth. So, I mean, you know, they were okay. I guess, did when Denver lost?
I think they lost and then won. Was that it?
No, I think they won.
Oh, they got destroyed in that one game. I'm trying to think if it was vice versa. Did they win and then lose? Oh, no, Peyton won. It was his last game he won.
Okay.
He went off in the sunset.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, so there you go.
I guess they bounce back.
Okay, so, I mean, there
but those are two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
There are a few.
You know, like, is Jimmy Garoppolo not doing that today?
No.
What's the question?
We're 9-6.
The only teams that have bounced back after losing a Super Bowl are...
In recent history are
the Broncos with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady with the Patriots.
Right, but what were you going to say about Jimmy?
I said, can they do it? Is Jimmy Garoppolo a Hall of Fame type quarterback that can bring a team back?
No.
Yeah, the mic. Yeah, see, you turned the mic on 2 to 3 different times because you didn't want to do it.
you guys know the answer. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a Hall of Fame
quarterback. And then quickly, the Seahawks.
And the Seahawks are right now over under 9.5. I think that
Seahawks over.
I think the over too.
And do we know what's happening with Clowney? He's still out there?
Yes, he's still a free agent.
Yep, still out there.
I feel like he's coming back.
No, I think he's gone. I think if he was going to come back, he would already been back. But now
Cleveland had the highest offer for him, right?
Yeah. Why do they need him?
They're going to get Myles Garrett. It's going to get this big deal.
Well, I mean, if you have Garrett and Clowney on opposite ends of each other, you have.
It's scary.
I think it was actually a good attempt by Cleveland to sign him, but he doesn't want to go to Cleveland, and I can't really exactly blame him for that.
Hey, real quick before we go to break, this coming in from the Action Capper, Dan. I don't know if you know him.
Yep.
The Penguins and the NHLPA rep Chris Letang. At the end of the day, nobody gets exactly what they want, but we all want is best for hockey and to continue to grow the game. The NHL gets it. NBA is dumb. Kyrie sucks and blows.
He nailed it.
And then Ryan Johnson is checking in today. He has a couple of bets in on Australian football.
Yep.
The Aussie rules.
I don't know how he's doing, but I assume he's probably doing pretty well.
Port Adelaide Power minus 14.5 today.
Let's see.
I have no clue what that is. But by the way, did the bet of the week work with Touch and Rich this week? I didn't see.
It did not.
We don't need to talk about the ones we lose.
No, it's okay. No,
we just talk about the ones.
I'll edit that out.
We got to be fair. He looks like he is doing quite well right now.
Okay, good for him. Quick stuff, little tidbits of bets coming up, and then something about the Charles Schwab as we get out of here for the I guess the only hour of the show here on 98.5 This Morning.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray. Chats, the DraftKings over under show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A couple minutes to go here over on the DraftKings show. Got the golf show coming up next. Odds to be the next quarterback of the Patriots, real quick. Stidham minus 350. Coming in next. Cam Newton plus 400. Then Brian Hoyer plus 500.
No. It's Stidham or Hoyer.
We can do this one another time, but will Colin Kaepernick sign with a team in the regular season? No is 460, plus is 320. I'm dabbling on the plus 320.
We can save that for next week.
We can save that one. UFC Fight Night is tonight. Gabe in West Roxbury, you got a minute to give out your picks. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'll be real quick. I'm sorry, Dan, but tonight doesn't look like a good dog night. I see the favorites going 8-2.
That feels like every night, Gabe. Nothing ever feels like a good dog night.
Just the last few nights. Just the last few weeks. I'm sorry. And it has been true. Last week, the favorites went 9-3.
I know. I'm just kidding, man.
I know. I love you, Dan. I just want to give a couple dog plays that are my top dog plays. Mark De La Rosa, Zaruk Adashev, and Christian Aguilera, but also a top guy, Merib Davlashev, and for the main event, Cynthia Calvel.
Oh, I like that one, Gabe. Thank you. I got that one. I believe, is battling some weight issues. I looked into that one a little bit.
Oh.
So I lean the underdog in the main event tonight. I agree. I know the soccer stuff's coming back, Dan. I just want to bring this up real quick. The odds for the Joshua Fury fight. Joshua comes in at plus 120, yep. Fury minus 150. We'll get into this at some point, but that's very close odds. That means that Vegas thinks this thing's a fight.
Yep.
And they signed a two-fight deal. Then McGregor, his next fight, will it be UFC, boxing?
When he retired.
When retired, we'll find out on that one. And the MLS odds we'll do in some other time as well, but the Revs come in at plus 2,800.
By the way, I do have a sharp play for you in UFC tonight. Cynthia Calvillo is the sharp play that I have.
Boom! For I'm on it. Gabe's on it. You're on it. It's going to lose.
Probably.
Fade or fall.
I literally just bet it. Let's do it.
Bundesliga, Dan, and La Liga. What we got?
So La Liga started yesterday. And it, you know, whatever, with a couple of boring games, nothing crazy. It is continuing into, I believe we have three games or four games today, including Barcelona who's playing. Sunday we have a couple games, Real Madrid's playing, and Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, the Prem is back. So English EPL is back. And you got Aston Villa, Sheffield United, and Manchester City, Arsenal, which is a very good game on Wednesday. So pretty much all the big leagues coming back, and I think Italy starts Saturday, if I'm correct. I think it's Cagliari and Verona. So, I mean, they're pretty much every big league is back with the exception of France, which is not surprising because they're France and they're scared of everything. And yet the NBA can't get the crap together because Kyrie Irving's leading the charge.
Okay. One final thing, the Charles Schwab Challenge. We got the golf show coming up next, but I just wanted to mention Harold Varner III in the lead right now at minus 11. For those who don't know who he is, black golfer at the top of the leaderboard right now at the moment at the Charles Schwab has a one-shot lead. I picked Ricky Fowler to finish in the top 10.
He is the most overrated golfer I think ever. And Hardy, I'll let Hardy decide on that. But I think Hardy would probably agree that Ricky Fowler is the most overrated golfer.
Hardy, should I just start paying you my money instead of betting on golf?
Yes.
I
told you that when you guys are making your knucklehead hole-in-one bets. Just give me the
money. Whoa. Don't let me in with this guy. I told him not to make the bet.
Hey, listen, I'm not Maz. I didn't score a hole-in-one or anything like that. But it was close.
I've got this whole thing about Ricky Fowler. And, I mean, I'll get to it a little bit. I probably won't today because he missed the cut. So there's not a lot to talk about with Ricky Fowler this week. He was, I believe, for a long time, the, and I believe I'm getting this this analogy correct, the Anna Kournikova of golf.
Ooh, I like that. It's a good one.
Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Did Anna Kournikova ever win on tour?
She got to number 7 overall, but never won any big tournaments.
She never won a singles title, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So now, Ricky Fowler absolutely changed that narrative by not only winning, but he had a year, I think it was 2 years ago, it was 2018, where he finished in the top 5 of every major. He had a couple of, you know, runners up, and he's right there. He was right there, and I still believe he's really, really close. And he is right now, I believe, the best player who has not yet won a major. Mm. He is not the other label I could give him, which I know Dan would love, the best player who will never win a major. I believe he will, and I believe he's really close, and he's no longer the Anna Kournikova of golf. People loved him. You know, he was an icon. People dressed like him. He used to walk around the Deutsche Bank Championship, and people, you know, see people dressed in all, you know, Oklahoma State, Puma Orange, and he had never won. He hadn't won anything, but now he's won, and he's been close at majors, all 4 of them in 1 year, so he will win. he did have an off weekend. I didn't hate that bet. I heard you guys talking about it last week, Fowler in the top 10. I didn't hate
the
that
only reason
all.
Why he has one win in 40 months. He did finish in the top 5 at the Colonial, and of course we saw him on display in that Dustin Johnson thing. So I thought he'd be fresh. He didn't make the cut.
I had Fien out to win, so it wasn't like I did much better.
And just
I'm going to listen, I'm going to be talking about Harold Varner. You guys just mentioned him a minute ago. He is one of the best guys on tour right now, and he is one of the few guys I've spoken with and sat down with and talked with on multiple occasions. He's just a great guy. So I'm excited for him right now. We're going to be talking about him here in the first segment or two.
Dude hit a triple bogey on the first hole and still shot a 66.
And based on his personality, which I'll get to in a minute, I am not surprised. That's all I'm going to say right now.
All right, Hardy's
You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait for the rest of it.
I can't
wait. Tease?
I can't wait. I'm going to be listening to it on the way home. He is Hardy. He's got the golf club coming up next. Thank you, Tucker, for keeping our mic levels at a good level today because we, you know, the first segment was very.
You guys are all over the map.
we were
upset.
Very animated. I'm not sure if we want to post this one today, but we will.
We're going to do it anyways.
Yes, we will.
I'm posting it.
Hardy is next with the golf club. Oh, we'll talk to you next week.